Hello, basketball fans. Apologies for the late start. Welcome to... What are we?
March Madness?
March Radio Madness.
If it started on time, it wouldn't be mad.
Exactly. So, yes, that is the vibe of the show. It is March. It's mad. It's a little rainy out. And we've got some basketball tunes here queued up for you with a lovely band called Missed Dunks at Summer League.
Very good. You nailed every single word. There are many of them. Did not make it easy for you. That's a professional.
Well, it is an incredible name. Oh, the Globetrotters.
Oh, you did say that I would recognize the Globetrotters, and you're right. You're right. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a basketball show coming at you with Miss Dunks at Summer League. And so, guys, tell me about your band. How did you start? Like, how did you... You're a new band.
Yeah.
You got together.
Yep, new band. I, Jordan, moved to Memphis 4 years ago from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I came here... not really knowing what my relationship to playing music was. I had done some playing in bands in Michigan, but COVID had kind of wiped that slate clean, and moving here was sort of like, I know that I love music, but I don't know if I play music, and started seeing bands here, of which there are many, many amazing bands, and decided I wanted to get to it again, and it started kind of as a duo with myself and my wife Kendra on drums. And she kind of quickly decided that that was not something that she wanted to do as much as I did. So then it kind of became just me for a little bit, and decided to make a record with Spence here. And the hope was that by the end of that, it would be a band. It's easier. I thought it would be easier to find band members with a record rather than just... I don't think I'm charismatic enough to cold call people and say, hey, do you want to be in my band?
So exactly what you did with me.
Well, I had the music, though. Would you have joined? I don't know. Decided to focus on making the record, which we did. And Spence here recorded it all, mixed it all, and offered to play bass in the live setting. And then Zach... joined as well, and we were able to get Zach a little bit on the record, and that brings us to now.
Yeah, apologies, I didn't formally introduce everybody in the room, duh. We've got Spence Bailey. Jordan, hello. I don't know your last name, I'm so sorry.
My last name is Peterson Camp.
Peterson Camp.
Like band names, I also am like, just what if all
Long
names
name.
Never ended? What if names just went on forever?
Well, they tell a story, and that's what we're here to do.
Sure.
And then we also have the infallible, the number one, the starting forward himself.
Infallible is crazy, but thank you.
Zach Mitchell.
throwback.
We're gonna keep Sweet Jordan Brown going before we get into some other music. You're from... we're talking about MDR stuff too, huh?
Yeah, the album that we have been discussing here, Fared Well, drops next Friday, or I guess this Friday, March 13th, on Machine Duplication Ooh. Recordings. Tape is coming out. It will be available digitally. We're doing a release show at the Lamplighter with my other band, Late Night Cardigan, and the lovely Frank McClellan.
Woo!
And Extra Eyes.
And Kendra did the poster, guys. It is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah, Kendra should say, Kendra is no longer in the band, but she still is a part of the team. She's on the team. She did and does all of the design.
I would say art director.
Art
maybe?
Director, yes. No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. Curates the vibe, which is... underrated, very important part of any band.
Absolutely.
Let's play a Miss Dunk song now that we've introduced everybody. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's do one of the ones that's not released yet.
Okay.
So why don't we do Miller's Thumb if you've got that handy.
Let's get to it. All right, guys. So let's get back to the music. We're about to hear Miller's Thumb by Miss Dunks at Summer League.
and basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Basketball.
The ball, y'all. We love that basketball.
The bill. Gangsta walk. serious. That's how you gotta be. No, no playing, no messing with me. But if you wanna do it, just get behind and follow me throughout the line. You twist your body from right to left, swinging your arms but still standing stiff, moving forward at a steady pace, together but jumping all over the place. You can do it every day, every week, every month. The dance once again is called the buck jump. Just do it right now, wherever you're at the mall, at the club, or even on the track. Now in order for you to do this dance freely, a dope beat is definitely playing. So now you know what to do, because the buck dance have been taught to you. Now I'ma shut up, but leave you with my beats, cause you wanna buck all night, that's straight with me. So get on the floor and buck for more, and show the brothers that you are hardcore. You're not shame of the game, forget the fame. You're on the road, just doing your thing.
Get bucked!
That's what I'm gonna say when I see a buck jumping almost every day. So move them things and answer that beeper. But when you get to rolling, just go a little deeper.
Yeah, yeah, gangsta walk. Gangsta walk. Yeah, 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 gangsta walk. Gangsta walk. Yeah, 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 gangsta walk. Gangsta walk. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Shoshan. Well, hello, everybody. And we're back here on WYXR. This is March Radio Madness. We are joined in studio by Mist Dunks. It's Summer League.
What's up?
Everything we say with this music sounds so important.
Important. Well, we've got an important message, which is us talking about amazing independent music and music producing stuff.
Absolutely.
Label, I guess? Is MDR a label?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Zach has taken off his drummer hat and he has put on his label hat. If you ask him drummer specific things, he will need to switch his hat.
Can confirm.
I'm also still very tired from running a show last night.
Yeah, so. Last night's show was amazing.
Thanks.
And just watching you like run around and like film all that stuff was like, hell yeah, that's my friend.
That's how I feel whenever I see your amazing designs everywhere at Gonerfest and Raised by Sound.
Stop,
you know,
it.
It's all mutual.
Yay. Well, yeah, we do live in an amazing art community. So happy to be here. So happy to be a part of this radio station specifically. I feel like community radio is one of the last bastions of things that is free. It is for the people. There's a way to connect.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Cosign.
So yeah, Miss Dunks at Summer League. Let's talk about stuff coming up. You want to talk about there's a big show.
Yeah. Yep. So as we said earlier, the record is coming out on Friday, March 13, which is the next Friday that we will experience. And that same day, we are playing a release show at the Lamplighter with Late Night Cardigan and Frank McClellan and Extra Eyes.
Starts at 9 p.m.
Starts at 9 p.m. Yep, a little bit of a later start, but we're going to... It's Friday. Get out there. You can sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
If I can be there, you can be there.
And if you can't be there, the full album will be available on whatever platforms you love and also as a tape, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh, the tape. Can we talk about the tape?
Talk about the tape. Zach still has his label hat on, so we can continue uninterrupted to talk about the tape.
I have to give your wife Kendra a lot of credit for the tape.
Oof.
Great photography and great design.
Oof.
Designed the J card and the print directly on the tape, which both look amazing, and it's got this cool aesthetic look to it. I've always liked the Miss Dunks logo too, which is kind of like send up of the MPAA logo
for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
A basketball
huge design crush.
Reappropriated to look like, or the MPAA logo that looks like a basketball. Yep, Kendra killed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Talk about like the kind of music that Miss Dunks is. Like, what are your influences?
Yeah, I think that I wasn't a songwriter before these songs, and I think part of finding that was sort of necessity a little bit of if I don't make the songs, I'm not going to play music. But also, I think it's came from starting to try to write the right kind of songs, the ones that I could write, and that came from just finding a lot of like 90s indie rock that I knew before, but I think fell more in love with in the last few years. Bands like Yola Tango, Pavement, Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr., or Liz Phair. I don't know. Kind of, I view that time as sort of a golden age of guitar rock where some of it's very commercial, a lot of it's not, but High Seas, Lift All Boats, and just a lot of extremely cool music.
You know, I feel like it was also, it kind of corresponded with the heyday of like celebrity basketball, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Michael Jordan being a global superstar.
Exactly.
Was
Space Jam, hello.
Huge for guitar music. Huge. For Matador Records would not exist without the Bulls dynasty. I believe that. And yeah, so that's kind of the air. Guitar music that's, you know, a little scrappy, but is going for something that's kind of earwormy and accessible. It's not, you know, so heavy, but it's got a little little meat on the bones. I don't know. That's kind of
100% accurate.
The sweet spot. And I think there's some stuff on the record that you can definitely, I think it all fits, but you can sort of feel me testing the waters a little bit. Some of it skews a little bit more punk than I think the rest of it does. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of the vibe. Spence, you might be able to speak a little bit more to it because you helped me make these songs. So why don't you get here on the microphone?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's kind of surprising that these are your first batch of songs from me as the person who got to help you make the record. You came in with these like super fleshed out ideas, which often is not what happens. Maybe that's because like it being your first time, you like were like, I'm gonna really figure this out. But when I first heard them, listening to your demos, it was like, wow, these are like very actualized already, which did make like my part jumping in a lot easier. So thank you.
It's nice when there's like a conversation going that you can contribute to in a meaningful way rather than like, I don't know, pull some stuff from thin air. I always have a real hard time with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, let's finish out this show with all Miss Dunk's songs, I think. What should we play up next? Feels Good to Be Bored?
Yeah, if we do It Feels Good to Be Bored into Mr. Fables Leaving Town, I think that's a good closer.
Yeah. So, yeah, any parting remarks do you want to give to the people?
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
God bless,
yeah. Better days ahead, Grizzlies fans.
Yep.
It's tough out there.
But hang tight.
Hang tight. That's sports fandom, baby. Come to the show on Friday if you can. And I look forward to making more music with these two guys here.
That is a great like microcosm for things that are also happening big picture. Like, hang in. Better days are ahead. Hang out with your friends and make music.
Try your best.
And play basketball, because why not? All right. Up next, we're going to hear Feels Good to Be Bored. We're going to close it out with Mr. Fables Leaving Town. Thank you so much for joining us here on March Radio Madness. The title that I picked. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
About